Chetan, we're well into the Indian Premier League now, sort of 17, 18 games by the time that this goes out. So just give us your overview of the last week or so since we last spoke.
Well, it's sort of settling down now after a first week of, you can say, a bit of frantic matches, really. And second week is sometimes, you know, when the teams have started off well, they want to settle down and they want to make sure that the points they have earned, they keep on playing consistently. Or sometimes there are teams that want to get off the mark sometimes, and there is a fine mix to start in both respects in this particular IPL. You know, you have a team like Pune Warriors or Delhi Daredevils who are not doing that well. Delhi Daredevils with their fourth straight loss. Pune just have one win. So these two teams are lagging behind. Even defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders are playing today as we speak. They also have only 2 points. They have played 3 matches only though, so they have a match in hand. But again, it's about the points, how many points you have on board after a particular number of matches. Currently, there are 3 teams that are sitting on the top with 6 points, Mumbai Indians, Bangalore, and surprisingly, Sunrisers Hyderabad. So it's been that sort of a week, teams making sure that, you know, the next step, getting points or consolidating your position, that is the next stage of the tournament at the moment.
Now, you mentioned there we've got Sunrisers performing well, Rajasthan Royals have also started quite well, Kings XI Punjab, who we weren't tipping to go well, have also got a win under their belts. A lot of the players have sort of come out and said, look, it's good that we've got these teams playing well and it's quite an open season so far. Do you agree that it's good for the tournament to have these sort of, what I'd sort of say is a sort of topsy-turvy start?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, last year we saw, you know, the points tally kept on changing very, very regularly, and all teams, about 6 or 7 teams, were bunched together till about last couple of weeks of competition. So it was quite an exciting mix last season, and this year also, I think that it could be a repeat story, because, you know, you're just talking about 2 or 3 teams that haven't really kicked off their campaign as yet, but there are others that you know, that were probably not handpicked for, say, the knockouts position. Somebody like a Sunrisers Hyderabad, not many people would have gone with them, you know, to make the knockout. Even we didn't pick them to go for the knockout, just looking at them to score some points and stay in the middle of the table. Perhaps, say, in the Pune Warriors, Rajasthan Royals, not enough quality to challenge for those last 4 spots. But they have started in a different manner. I mean, their bowling attack is looking very, very well. You have Dale Steyn, Ishan Sharma, Amit Mishra, you know, the top 3 bowlers for them. And then you have somebody like Tisara Pereira and the youngsters supporting them. So they have a good bowling attack. Their batting is not really firing at the moment, but again, they have won 3 out of 4 matches despite that particular fact. Yes, one last over finish and one super over finish in that as well. But they have surprised us. They are the surprise of the IPL so far. And if the batting really clicks on, then they could really go on a long way and perhaps also make the knockouts, which will again be a massive surprise.